Nolte, Sidney Powell and Linwood promise there's a ton of voter fraud. By John Nolte on November 16, 2020. In the middle of the 2020 recount maelstrom, there are two attorneys with national reputations putting those reputations on the line with the promise that a massive amount of voter fraud is about to be uncovered. Enough voter fraud to win President Trump a second term. Sidney Powell is no joke. She served as a federal prosecutor for 10 years and earned a national reputation as the attorney who swooped in, convinced retired General Michael Flynn to withdraw his guilty pleas, and successfully pressured the Justice Department to drop its charges. She was a stalwart and regular presence in exposing the Russia collusion hoax, and by my count, everything she said was going to happen did happen. This is a serious woman. There's no circus atmosphere around her. And she is pledging, as she did over the weekend on Maria Bartiromo's Sunday morning futures, that they have the goods, that they can prove there was enough voter fraud to overturn Joe Biden's lead. There has been a massive and coordinated effort to steal this election from we the people of the United States of America, to delegitimize and destroy votes for Donald Trump, to manufacture votes for Joe Biden, she said. Here's the full segment. Here are the more important quotes. They have done it in every way imaginable. From having dead people vote in massive numbers to absolutely, fraudulently, creating ballots that exist only voting for Biden, Powell said. They also used an algorithm to calculate the votes they would need to flip. And they used computers to flip those votes from Trump to Biden. We've identified, she added, at least 450,000 ballots in the key states that miraculously only have a mark for Joe Biden on them and no other candidate. They had this all planned, Maria, Powell continued. They had the algorithms. They had the paper ballots waiting to be inserted if and when needed. And notably, President Trump's vote in the blue states went up enormously. That's when they had to stop the vote count. They had to go in and replace votes for Biden and take away Trump votes. I tell ya, if there's anything about election night that troubles me above all, it was the pausing of the vote counting in Milwaukee, Philadelphia, Detroit, and Atlanta. I've never seen anything like that in my life. Never even heard of such a thing. Bartiromo agreed, saying, I've never seen voting machines stop in the middle of an election. Stop down and assess the situation. Regardless, that's one hell of a charge Powell is making, and there is little doubt she's staking her reputation on coming up with the goods. Then there's Linwood, a Georgia-based attorney most famous for successfully suing the fake media on behalf of Richard Chula in the 90s and on behalf of Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman just last year. Wood is asking for patience but outright promising. I have seen overwhelming evidence that massive fraud was in the computer voting system in addition to mail ballots. He says he has the goods to overturn Biden's lead in Georgia. He also said of Powell's Sunday morning futures appearance, Sidney Powell is a truth giver. When Sidney speaks, listen carefully. Surrounding this contested election, there is a lot of nonsense out there. A lot of theories and accusations. Then there's the empty fury from a fake media desperate for us to not look closely at the election results. But in the center of the circus are two attorneys who have spent decades building up reputations for honesty and integrity, for not being a part of the circus, and they say they have the evidence. That's what I'm keeping my eye on. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.